Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How are you?
Hey, do me a favor.
Grab the keys or the remote control to that Tesla you drive these days, right? Jump on in it. We're taking a cruise down Comfort Zone Boulevard. I know, it's a scary place sometimes, or it's a comfortable place. Which one is it? Usually it's a combination of the two. I hear about it all the time, but it's natural. I got a great email yesterday about comfort zones. So great, I have to share it because I had so much to say about it. So we're going to do that for you today, if that's okay with you. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Way back in 2005 when I started this show, it's a simple mission. See, I just know that you're like me, that there are things you want to do in life. And sometimes you want to be really, you know, aggressive about what you do, and other times you just want to chill. I get it. Life goes in phases like that, but you get out of bed in the morning, there's stuff to do. There's good stuff, and then the bad stuff kind of pops up, and when the bad stuff pops up, how do I get back to the good stuff? And Scott, I can't figure out what the good stuff is. I'm so confused. All that stuff happens, right? So it's really a basic place that I live and that I inhabit, but I just understand. If I can get you out of bed in the morning with some clarity about where you're heading, and then find a way that when life gets in the way, go, wait a second, I got you. Come on, let's go. If I can do that, I've done my job, and you're going to get exactly what you want. And here's another promise. Come closer, okay? I know this. If you get locked into that mindset, you give yourself automatic motivation, and you almost have a reset switch, like a reboot, a hard reset on your computer. That's called you. When stuff happens, you just reset yourself, get back to it. That's what this thing's all about. So I'm glad you're here today. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder, and you know that, the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. So the other day, I got a question from a young lady asking why I charge for my 60-minute coaching sessions. She said, other coaches, other consultants don't do that. They do their 60-minute discovery call. It's free. I said, I don't think it should be that way. I think everybody should get paid for what they do. And besides, who wants to sit through a 60-minute sales pitch kind of pretending to be a coaching call? So I flipped the script. I charge 70% less than my normal hourly rate. It's one time only. You can only get it once. And when you do, we jump on the phone, Zoom. We spend an hour, and I do my best. I'm going to transform you. I'm going to answer your questions. I'm going to give you the answers you're looking for. Frankly, I give you about 10 times more than you think you're going to get. And at the end, I'll say, so what do you think? You like it? You'll say, yeah. I said, you want to hear more about how we can work together long term? 100% say yes. I tell you in about 60 seconds, and I'll say, so what do you think? Do you want to continue? And about 50% say yes. So it's a win-win. You get what you pay for. You feel good about that. I get new customers, and I feel good about working for you because I got paid for it, right? It works. It's full transparency. If you're interested in that kind of relationship, you'd like to do that, just go to MotivationToMove.com. Check out 60-minute coaching under the coaching section. You can book it right there, and I will get with you on the phone very soon. So I got an email that spurred this podcast. Now, I do not respond or read emails in the show very often. I can probably count on one hand in 4,000 episodes that I've ever read an email on the show. But whenever I get one about expanding your comfort zone, I look at it. Now, let me give you some background on this. I just believe that one of the most empowering mindsets you can have is knowing that you're not alone in this world. And that's why I'm going to share the email with you today. I like to joke with my kids and their cousins. They're young, they're having babies. They tell me, it's so hard. And I will say to them, you're the only person in the world who has had two toddlers at the same time ever. You're it. Must be scary. And they laugh. I said, of course you're not. The people all over the world are just like you, which is why I'm going to share this with you today. That's why this podcast exists. I want you to know every single day as you go through what you're going to be doing, every single day as you go for your dreams to make things happen, whether it's easy or hard, doesn't matter. As you do that, you know you're not alone, that there is somebody, maybe it's me, right now, today, dealing with what you're dealing with as well. So I got this email, and up front, I should tell you that this is a previous coaching client. She'll know who I'm talking about because these are her words, not edited, exactly as she wrote it. And it's okay. I'm not going to mention her name. And there's nothing personal in here. But I worked together with her, I think a year ago. And part of our conversation yesterday, I just gave her a call out of the blue to share some stuff with her. And was how much things have changed for her. Then she gets up and listens to the podcast in the morning. And she's encouraged and empowered to write me this note. It doesn't happen often. In fact, I've never seen it from her. That's what struck me. So with your permission, and I know I have it, I'm going to read this because you guys are going to get a lot from this, right? She said, "Hi, Scott. I got something so positive from your message today. You talked about getting out of your comfort zone. I thought that all I've ever wanted was to experience a little comfort zone. I realized from today's podcast, people who have enjoyed living in their comfort zone also have their struggles. It's hard to do scary things when you don't have to. So you stay where you are and you feel frustrated. I've had success these last few years, but it's been challenging. I've had to take actions I did not want to take. Dig deep when all I wanted to do was bury my head in the sand. I wanted a happy, stable life so bad, and it kept me going. With my bad marriage out of my life, selling my big, burdensome house, and the bonus of cash in the bank from the sale, I feel a little comfort zone on my horizon. And honestly, I'm ready. Am I wrong?" It struck me when I read that today. It just spoke to my heart because I know it speaks to yours as well. In fact, I'm thinking about a number of conversations I've had and emails I've had just in the past couple of days. Frankly, a lot of women, just like she is. Same story. Same bad marriage, same house, same everything. Sometimes kids moving out. Empty nest kind of thing, all by yourself. I've heard it a lot. It's just everywhere. And she asks, is she wrong? Isn't the comfort zone a completely different place when you've had to fight so hard to get it? That line struck me as well. I saw that as earned success. So the answer I'm giving today is that a new comfort zone is not a different place just because you fight for it. If you haven't noticed, life is a fight in a lot of different ways. A new comfort zone is a state where, Judith Bardwick said this, she talked about comfort zones, it's a place where people operate in an anxiety-neutral condition. I think that's what she was saying when she saw that on her horizon. And that's what we all see a comfort zone as, and I think we want to be there. It borderlines, I mean, anxiety-neutral. On the left of that is boredom. On the right of that is fear. So we try to stay in that area. But the bottom line is, if we're going to go through life, we're going to pass through that. We're going to expand our comfort zone. That's where most people live, though, until they feel the need to change. And whether you ask for it or not, change is coming. That's the only thing we can count on. And stay where you want to stay. But eventually that comfort zone is going to change no matter what. So here's what happens. When you get challenged to make a change in your comfort zone, you're going to feel this need to transition. And the transition is from safe and in control to something new. And that could be a bad marriage. That could be a business going bad. Something like that. You're hanging on. And one day, you realize it. Holy crap. I got to move from here. The safe and in control doesn't feel so safe anymore, does it? So you start moving to something new. Now, what you enter there and what you're fighting is the fear zone. Oh, no. What's going to happen? It's scary. It is. It's brand new. But you're going to go there anyway. You know you will. One of my favorite things to say is it's not sustainable. If you're in a bad spot in life, it is not sustainable. Eventually, you're going to change. It's going to happen. One day, you say, that's it, I'm done. So you're going to go from that safe and in control, even bad space, to fear zone. From there, if you keep on moving through it, you're going to transition to what's called the learning zone. And this is where you start to figure stuff out. You get new skills and new mindsets, and new friends and new experiences and all that stuff. And as you continue to drive yourself forward, you get into the growth zone. That's where she is right now. And this works for good and challenging things. So if life is not good for you right now, you're still going to go through this change, this fear, this learning, this growth. You're going to go through that. If life is perfect and you're now going to challenge yourself to do something else, which is something I'm doing right now, you're going to go through the same challenge. So let me give you a visualization, if I will. I don't know if this came out really well on the Daily Nugget today. I tried. Sometimes when I'm writing my Daily Nugget, to get the visual right in writing under 300 words, 400 words is difficult to do. But I have always visualized my comfort zone as a bubble. like a clear bubble. You know, your kids blow bubbles in the front yard and just blow the bubbles, and the bubbles go out, and y'all go, oh, it's a big one. And sometimes the bubbles crash and they burst, but a lot of times, what do? They grow, they expand, and then they run into another bubble. And they connect to it. It becomes a bigger bubble. I've always seen my comfort zone as that. When it does, when my bubble expands and merges into another place, I get to a brand new safe and in control comfort zone. So what happens there? Well, I kind of do it again. We do it again. We live in that nice place of anxiety neutral thing. But we begin to explore the possibilities because anxiety neutral can be boring. And we start to kind of move forward just a little bit, and life takes us down that road, and suddenly we realize it's time to broaden ourselves and transition again. And here we go. Just that bubble expands and starts connecting, and we're off and running. Now, why? Why are we doing this stuff? Abraham Maslow wrote his theory of human motivation way back in 1943. In it, Maslow's hierarchy of, I forgot what it's called, belief, is it? It's not in front of me, I'm sorry about that. But the highest stage traveling up that pyramid is self-actualization, becoming who you're meant to be. Because as Abraham Maslow said, what a man can be, he must be. So my friend wrote my letter today, you are musting right now. What a woman must be, she must be. What a person must be, they must be. Once you decide, you're going to grow. Comfort zone is nothing more than growing. Think of it that way, embrace it, and get out there and have some fun.